I just wanted to, this is just a partial church history. We've done so much, you can't even think about it, all the different things, but some highlights of the last 25 years. Bonnie and I were actually co-pastors at a church, associate pastors that we separated ourselves from. And we started having a Bible study in our home with some people that wanted to be with us. And we met at our house, and before long we decided that we needed to form a church. Hosanna Christian Center was formed on June 7th of 1992. Now, that's our actual anniversary date, but June had a lot of things going, mainly this building and getting out of the other one, so it's been postponed until today. But June 7th, 1992, we officially formed the church, Hosanna Christian Center, and there were 40 people in my home on that particular day. We were packed from wall to wall. And it was great, amen. From the Hatfield House, we moved to a rented space in Calder Square Business Park, which is on I-45 in Calder. There's an emergency animal clinic in there, several other emergency. Dr. Gadarian has an ultra emergency care thing in there. So we were there for a period of time. And less than a year, we moved over to what was the old Academy parking, or old Academy shopping center, which is on the north side of 518, right on I-45. And for you old-timers, you will remember there was a Wyatt cafeteria in that building. And we were right next to it. We had one room. We couldn't keep the mold off the wall because their freezer was on directly on the other side of it, and we'd get take care of the mold, and it would be back there the next day. But we were there for a period of time also. Now there's Jumping World, Dollar Store, if y'all know where I'm talking about. But our church really took off at that time. On one Sunday, we were having a picnic at Walter Hall Park. And one of the members came, and he had found the phone number for the owner of the building at 801 Highway 3. He brought that to me, and we were unable up until that time to find out who owned that building. It had passed down through death to some heirs, but one of the neighbors knew, and this man found the number. And after much prayer and talking with the owner, we moved into that building. It was an empty metal building, and the guys of the church built everything out. And we initially had our first service there in December. We could only use half the building, according to the building officials. We could only use the sanctuary part, but in December of 1996, I believe it was, or 94, excuse me, of 94, we moved into that building and were there until June 25th of 2017. Long time. While we were there at 801 Highway 3, we grew to about 60 families and 150 people. The sanctuary was packed, and during that time, it was reported to us over and over again that people thought Hosanna Christian Center was either a Hispanic church or a school. And this went on and on until we decided we needed to change our name. So we became Turning Point Church, leaving no doubt as to what we were. We didn't want to exclude anybody, but we were not just a Hispanic church. We were a church that included everybody. I want to share with you some wonderful things that God did while we were at 801. We formed the love team, and we would go out and help people move or clean something up or mow grass. If you had a need, we wanted to know. This was the first generation T-shirt, Hosanna Christian Center Love Team, and then we upgraded to this T-shirt at a later date. But just a group of people would get together and go help somebody. Folks, that's some of the best memories. I'm telling you the truth. That's some of the best memories. Our youth group took two mission trips into Mexico, and they did physical labor, but they also did mind routines and ministered to young people. The youth group was also very active in plays at our church. Maybe once a month, maybe once every 2 months, they would have a play that they did during the worship service. And that was wonderful as well. Turning Point Church put on what we call kids camps, which was a one-day vacation Bible school. It was all day long, and they sang, and they taught the word. They had puppet skits. They did crafts. They ate lunch together. It was a wonderful time. The outreaches were well attended. We had a lot of kids. We even had one little Muslim boy give his heart to Jesus. Amen. I remember that. It was a blast. We also had back-to-school events where we would rent some of the jumping things, and we had water days where we would rent the blow-up water park things, and the kids would come, and they were everywhere. I sat in a Dunkin' booth, and the people loved that. In fact, one man liked to just kind of bump the target by accident, you know, about time I got mounted in that seat. But there was a lot of people taking advantage of me in the Dunkin' booth, for sure. 1 year at Christmas time, we entered League City's Christmas parade, and we won first place. Amen. There is a trophy somewhere. I have no idea where it is. We kept it on display for a number of years as something we really did big, you know. But we did win first place. They also have a music festival in the spring, and we took part in that. We sponsored a band. We had a booth where we shared a salvation plan with whoever would come and see us. We were in that parade as well. There's some pictures of me as a clown, that orange hair and all. And I don't know if you'd recognize me, but it was quite a deal. Easter time. Many, many Easters, we dressed up in Bible costumes, and we carried a cross down 518. You probably remember that. Some of you probably participated in that, and that was good. It was wonderful. Number of years, we held once-a-week home meetings. Those were special. Bonnie talked about Glenn and Carol hosting them. Sister Thea, many of you remember her, she always hosted one and was happy to do that. We had musical events where children would sing, groups of adults would sing. We had some special musicians and singers come in at different times. We love music. Christmas programs were special. 1 year we rented the pavilion at Walter Hall Park for a Christmas program and dinner. We couldn't fit everybody into the church there at 801, and we had a good time there. I see some of those pictures, and I wonder who those people are. Did they crash our party? One year, a group of people got together and they put on the play, The Last Supper. And that was one of the richest experiences I think our church ever participated in. It was fantastic. It just moved your heart. And God just drew us close. We published a newspaper for a while entitled The Good News, and we mailed it out every month to about 1,000 or so homes. It was well received, mostly good feedback, but there were some people that threatened us if we mailed that to their house again. And but there's no way we could not. But the devil, he always wants to do something when you're doing something right. Amen? Amen. One of the most memorial times for me was revival meetings, Brother Charles Thompson. Yeah. Brother Charles had gone on to see the Lord, but he was a tent evangelist that we met through Pat and Guy, and him and his wife and lady played the organ, piano, and another younger lady would come, and they'd put on special meetings. And folks, we saw miracles, saw people get saved, special times. And I'll never forget them. It was a blessed event. So now we're in a new place. That was me, probably, yeah. Yeah, good-looking clown, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, that was
a problem. So it's time to open a new book, right? We don't have the room or facilities that we had, so a lot of the older things that we've done we can't do again. But God is endless with ideas. Right? He is endless with ideas, and he will certainly have us busy again. Amen? We've got some thoughts about sending out some letters and different things that we're going to be doing in the near future. And we just want to be open to what God wants to do to impact this community through the ministry of Turning Point Church. Amen? Please, we've got to stay on the move.
Amen.
The Bible does not say anything about my four and no more. The Bible is inclusive with people that need to know Jesus Christ. And people, I believe, need to know the love of Jesus Christ.
Right.
Folks, we're called to love. We're still a love team, even if we're not out there raking leaves. Right? We're still a love team. And I just want to thank you for 25 years. I've been blessed. I've been blessed. God has been good. And he's sustaining us to go on, and we're going to go on. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I think he's got some good things planned for Turning Point Church. Great things. I asked for some testimonies today. Brother Glenn, you got a little testimony you can give us about the church? And Sister Pat, when he's done.
Thank you, Brother Jerry. Carol and I first came here on April 16th, 1995. I recall the date because it was an Easter Sunday. And one of the things that most struck us about the church was the love that the pastor and the leadership and the congregation had for one another just immediately drew us to this place. And we were having a house built in League City. We lived in Dickinson at the time, and we were having a house built in League City. And in June of 95, we moved into the house. And the whole church turned out to help us move. And they were all wearing these T-shirts that I wasn't quite sure how I was going to describe these T-shirts to you. And it turns out that it's not necessary for me to, because here's one right here hanging on the wall. So everybody turned out to help us move wearing these T-shirts. It looked like we were being invaded by a swarm of bumblebees. But anyway, everyone turned out to help us move, and it was a great event, and it was beautiful. And Carol and I just felt so loved at the time, and ever since then, we've just never had any desire to be anywhere else. One of the things that just attracts us so much to this church is that, number one, the congregation here, all of y'all, first and foremost, your goal in life is to follow Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're not here because of a beautiful building. You're not here because of an eloquent and charismatic pastor. And don't get me wrong, we love our pastor. He's a wonderful man. But we're here because of Jesus Christ. To worship Him, to follow Him, to learn of Him. And secondly, we're here bonded together in the bonds of fellowship in the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
A commonness, a unity of mind and spirit here in love and in one accord to become a coordinated army for the Lord, to serve the Lord. It's not, a church here isn't, it's not a social event. Although there's nothing necessarily wrong with that, but there's more to being part of a church than a social thing, right? It's to learn what the will of the Lord is and how we can serve Him better as His servants and follow Him. And then lastly, we've been in a bit of a transition here, what with the new building and everything, but I think the Lord is positioning us and is bringing us to a place where we can take the love and the fellowship and the unity that we all have here and take it out to our community and reach our community, reach unbelievers, reach the world for Jesus Christ. In the time that Carol and I and Eli and our other kids have been here, we've seen people saved, we've seen people delivered, we've seen bodies and minds healed, we've seen relationships restored, we've seen the Lord do miraculous things here. And I know that y'all would agree with me that we would love to take the story, that wonderful gospel story of what Jesus has done for us, and take that to the world. And I believe that God, like I said, is positioning us to do that soon once we get through this period of transition. So once again, I just want to express my deep appreciation and love for Pastor Jerry and Sister Bonnie and so many others of you, too many to name individually, for the love that y'all have shown us, and most of all for your faithfulness and your obedience to our Lord Jesus. And I just want to say God bless you, and I look forward to the next 25 years.
Well, my husband and I, have been here 16 years. And I can't hardly even believe that 16 years have gone by since we moved here. They say time flies when you're having fun. We've been having a ball because the time has flown by. We came here because of my husband's job. He got a job working at NASA. We were living in North Alabama. And so we decided Texas sounded like a good place to go. Let's go there. He was going to take that job. And we came here not knowing a soul. No family, no friends, no nobody. But we knew that God had a church for us, and we began to look. God got here before I did. I stayed behind to pack up and sell the house. So he started visiting churches. He visited Hosanna and some other places. And then I finally arrived a couple months later, and I visited Hosanna, and then we began to visit other places. And we took a couple of months just to see, you know, the lay of the land and what was out there, and I knew that God was going to put us in a church just like the one we came from. That was a joke. God has a sense of humor. Did you know that? I said, I want one the same size, the same kind of preacher, the same. Wrong. After we visited around, I began to see some things that, frankly, really distressed me. We went to some churches where nobody spoke to us. Nobody even acknowledged that we were visitors. We went to one where somebody came up and shook our hands and let us know that the reason they were greeting us is because it was their job to be the greeter. Okay. And then they walked away and left us alone. We went to one church for 4 or 5 Sundays in a row, sat right on the second pew where nobody could miss us, and the pastor in 4 or 5 weeks never spoke to us, never acknowledged us, never shook our hands. We didn't exist. I was appalled. I really was. And so I thought, okay, obviously we're looking in the wrong places. And I began to pray even harder, God, where do you want us? So eventually we sat down, we said, all right, we have to make a decision. Where do we belong? And we both said, Hosanna Christian Center. We both knew this was the church that God wanted us to be a part of. And is it anything like the church we came from? No, nothing like it. Different pastor, different size, different atmosphere, different everything. And we are so blessed that God put us here. Because even though we didn't know a soul when we got here, as soon as we became part of Hosanna Christian Center, we became part of a family. And we saw those t-shirts at our house in 2008 when we moved from Dickinson to League City. Those bumblebees showed up and hauled all our stuff. And some of that was big old heavy stuff, as you recall, I'm sure. too much stuff. And heavy stuff. And we just knew that we were a part of a family. And so it only seemed right as we celebrated 25 years, our anniversary today, to also celebrate Pastor Appreciation at the same time, because the church wouldn't be here without the pastor who founded it and his wife that have been so faithful all these years. So that's why we had to incorporate the two together, and we had to acknowledge all the work and faithfulness. Must have been a good one. I missed it. But we had to acknowledge not only the 25 years that the church has existed, but the service and the faithfulness and the sacrifice of our pastors, and how much we appreciate all that they have done for us.
Thank you.
Ask Nicole to share it too. In case you didn't know, she's going to have a boy and a girl.
My husband and I started coming here last November, and so it'll be a year this November, and God led us here. And we knew that the moment that we came in and everybody just made us feel like we were at home here. Y'all have been so welcoming and just loving, and every Sunday that we've come here without fail, the message that Pastor gives is exactly what we needed to hear. And we just love the fact that he, even when the message is hard, like last week's message about walking in love, it's exactly what we need to hear. So I appreciate that you bring the word, and it's just you follow what God puts in your heart. And we appreciate you, and we appreciate everyone here.
Sure. Yeah, and like them, we are new members. I think we've been here a couple months. And kind of the same thing like she said. I mean, well, the church that we were at before, we thought we were going to be forever. We were there probably about 16 years in our last church, and we just thought we'll be forever. And it's funny, you know, those of you who know, when God moves you, I mean, and we both knew that God was moving us, and we didn't know why, and we were just going, okay, God, we're going to move. So, but it took us almost 2 years, and we've gone to so many different churches. But we knew that we had to have family. We had to have family. And even though y'all were still at the other building, yeah, we visited there once, and then we went, no, we're not going to jump in, because we did that at a few other churches. We jumped in, and like Pat said, you know, that there were people who just kind of, hi there, we're so glad you're here, give us your money and goodbye. And, you know, we felt like we were punching our clock. And then there were other ones that were really wonderful, but it just didn't feel like home. And so even like I say, we visited here, and it was really great. We loved the pastor, and we loved everybody else, but we just didn't want to jump in. And then I was sitting there watching, we love Andrew Womack, his teaching. And I said, honey, I said, come here. And he said, what? He said, that's Andrew Womack. I said, yeah, but look, who do you see when you, is? I said, that's Pastor Jerry, you know. And so I said, we got to go back there. And he said, yeah, you're right. And when we came back, it was just the love that you guys, we both said, this is family. This is definitely family. We love you guys. And thank you so much for opening your arms. And everybody here is just wonderful.
Let's have some cake. And when we're through with that, we've got some streamers. We're going to just give it a big hoot and holler and blow these little streamers, okay? And then we'll be dismissed. But if some of you guys that are big and strong can help us put some tables up, it would be greatly appreciated. Amen? Because I'm not big and strong anymore. But we'd appreciate that help. Never been big, Bonnie. I've been strong, though. Yeah, you do.
I just wanted to tell the parents who have little kids that have been in the back, we have had the most wonderful 6 weeks doing this submerged stuff. And the kids have had a ball. Carol and I have had a ball. And I appreciate so much y'all bringing them. We had three kids who didn't miss one service, and they got something special this week. But they have a whole pile of things that need to go home with them. So they're back there. So please don't leave without letting the kids get their prizes and all their stuff that they get to bring home today from that. And thanks for letting them come and do that with us. We have really enjoyed it.
Thank you. You can have either cake, either piece of cake you want, but I don't want to take home that one cake that says something Pastor Appreciation, because we don't need it. So let's eat that cake up, especially. Huh? All right.
We have plenty of cake.
Yeah. Thank you all so much.
Thank you, Pastor. Yeah.